Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 29th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So let's start with what I think is the biggest story of the weekend, and it's one that forces us to rewrite a narrative that has dominated e-commerce conversation for the last couple of years. Reformation, the sustainable women's wear brand, filed for an IPO with the SEC. And the numbers in that filing are genuinely striking. $507 million in net revenue in 2025. $12.6 million in net income. The brand has been profitable every single year from 2018 to 2025, with the only exception being 2020 when the pandemic shut everything down. They've delivered 20 consecutive quarters of double-digit revenue growth. And here's the kicker. 90% of their revenue comes from direct-to-consumer channels. Now, I bring this up not just because it's a big IPO filing, but because of the context. On Friday's show, we talked about Allbirds completing its transformation into Smartbird, an AI infrastructure company. A brand that went public at $4 billion and never turned a profit. Sales in freefall. The brand assets sold off. And now, just days later, Reformation shows up and says, actually, DTC is doing just fine. You just have to be disciplined about it. The contrast is almost too perfect. Both brands launched with sustainability as a core positioning. Both built strong consumer followings. But where Allbirds chased growth at all costs and never found profitability, Reformation took a different path. They use what they call a scarcity model, producing limited quantities that create genuine demand without resorting to fake urgency tactics. They have a patented store concept called Retail X, which is essentially a showroom where you have one sample garment on display and customers build their dressing rooms using a touchscreen. That model drives 8.5% higher average order value compared to their traditional locations. It's physical retail designed as a conversion tool for the brand, not a competing distribution channel. For merchants listening, the lesson here is not that DTC is alive or dead. It's that the model always worked. What didn't work was burning venture capital on unsustainable customer acquisition costs and hoping profitability would emerge at scale. Reformation proves that if you own your channels, invest in product quality, create genuine brand desire, and maintain margin discipline, DTC remains one of the most powerful models in retail. They plan to list on the NYSE under the ticker REF, and I'll be watching this one closely. Staying with the loyalty and brand strategy theme, JC, Penny and Aeropostale have linked their loyalty programs to create a cross-brand rewards ecosystem. Both brands are part of the Catalyst brand's portfolio, and the new program lets customers earn and spend points across both retailers. What's interesting here is the portfolio approach to customer loyalty. Rather than treating each brand as an isolated entity, Catalyst is building shared reward structures that encourage cross-pollination. If you have multiple brands or product lines, this kind of thinking about shared loyalty is worth considering, especially as customer acquisition costs continue to rise, making retention economics even more important. Now let's shift to the platform side of things. Shopify's Spring 26 edition dropped on June 17th with over 150 updates, and I want to focus on the developments that I think matter most. The headline for me is the agentic commerce infrastructure. If you dig into the developer changelog, you'll find that Shopify is deprecating its storefront MCP cart tools in favor of a new unified commerce platform cart MCP. Now, I know that sounds like technical jargon, but here's what it means in plain language. Shopify is building production-grade plumbing that lets AI agents browse your catalog, add items to carts, and complete purchases on behalf of customers. Not in some future beta. Right now. The fact that they're deprecating the old tools means this isn't experimental anymore. It's the new standard. This connects directly to the theme we explored on Friday about AI becoming a shopping channel, not just a marketing tool. If Shopify is building this infrastructure, every merchant on the platform needs to think about whether their product data is structured well enough for an AI agent to confidently recommend and purchase their products. Thin descriptions, missing attributes, and inconsistent metadata will make you invisible to these systems. On the compliance side, Shopify now supports the EU's new €3 customs duty on qualifying low-value imports, and they've also made self-serve returns configurable per market, which is a direct response to changing EU right-of-withdrawal regulations. If you sell into Europe, these are meaningful friction reductions. And B2B discounts are now enabled by default for new and eligible existing stores, which is a small but telling signal that Shopify sees B2B as a core capability rather than an add-on. One breaking change to be aware of,
starting with API version 2026-10, creating a carrier service no longer automatically adds rates to the general shipping profile. If you use apps that provide calculated shipping rates, check with your app provider now to make sure they're prepared for this. Over in the Magento ecosystem, there are some notable developments this weekend. Mage Dispatch highlighted the release of MageWire v3, which is a significant milestone for interactive component development in Magento. For those not familiar, MageWire brings Livewire-style reactive components to the Magento ecosystem, which is a big deal for developer productivity and the kind of interactive user experiences that modern storefronts require. The Magento community also got Layout Bricks, which offers a new approach to layout management, and a malware scanner and file integrity monitor called Panth, which gives merchants self-serve security monitoring capabilities. Speaking of security, we should note that Magento open source 2.4.5 and 2.4.6 reach end of life in August 2026. If you're still running either of those versions, the clock is ticking. Magento 2.4.9 is the current release, and migrating to it should be on your near-term roadmap. Now, on the search and advertising front, there were several developments worth covering. Google completed the rollout of its June 2026 spam update, which took about 2 days. If you noticed ranking fluctuations in the last week, this is likely the cause. Keep an eye on your Search Console data and don't make reactive changes. Let the dust settle before you draw conclusions. Google also brought maximized conversion value bidding to standard shopping campaigns without requiring a target ROAS. This gives advertisers more flexibility, particularly those managing smaller catalogs where performance max might be overkill. If you've been running standard shopping with manual or enhanced CPC bidding, this new option is worth testing. There's a really important piece from Search Engine Land about how bad conversion data no longer just means bad reports, it means poor ad delivery. The core argument is that your conversion data doesn't just power your dashboards anymore. It directly shapes who Google targets, how much it bids, and where your budget goes. In the era of AI-driven bidding, feeding Google inaccurate or incomplete conversion signals is like giving your best salesperson the wrong customer list. If you haven't audited your conversion tracking recently, put that at the top of your to-do list this week. And we need to acknowledge the passing of Bruce Clay, widely known as the father of SEO. Bruce was a pioneer who shaped the search industry for decades.
And his contributions to how we all think about organic visibility are immeasurable. His legacy lives on in every SEO strategy that prioritizes quality content, ethical practices, and genuine value for users. One more theme I want to touch on before we wrap up is the paid brand mention problem in generative engine optimization, or GEO. Search Engine Land ran a thought-provoking piece about how paid placements and questionable outreach tactics are blurring the line between legitimate GEO and manipulative SEO. As AI systems increasingly synthesize information to make recommendations, the integrity of the data they train on matters enormously. If the knowledge graph is polluted with paid-for-mentions masquerading as organic authority, the recommendations AI systems make will degrade. For honest merchants and brands, this means investing in genuine authority signals, real reviews, substantive content, earned mentions, becomes even more important as a competitive moat. Pulling all of this together, the theme of the past 3 days is about discipline and authenticity in an increasingly AI-mediated commerce landscape. Reformation proves that disciplined, profitable DTC works. Shopify is building the pipes for AI agents to become genuine commerce participants. Google's ad systems are demanding better data to deliver better results. And the integrity of the information ecosystem that feeds AI recommendations is under pressure from paid manipulation. The merchants who win in this environment are the ones who invest in genuine quality in their products, their data, their content, and their customer relationships. Shortcuts are getting shorter and shorter lives. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 29th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.